With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. Back-to-back burglaries are reported in Northside, with victims being home at the time of both break-ins. The Royal Cayman Islands Police Service said they got a call shortly before 4 a.m. on Friday. In the first incident, it was reported that two masked suspects, quote, unlawfully entered a home along Northside Road. A victim who woke up during the break-in shouted at the suspects, who took off with cash in a mobile home. While officers were responding to that incident, they got another report of a second burglary at a nearby home, where a masked suspect entered the house and stole cash. No one was injured during either incident, and the matters remain under police investigation. In both cases, police say it appears the properties were left, quote, unsecure, with the doors unlocked. The Department of Agriculture is stepping up its response to spiral whitefly, which it calls one of the most aggressive species affecting the country. Here's Elizabeth Charles.
Teams are working daily to assist affected residential properties and commercial farms. Officials describe spiral whitefly as a highly aggressive pest that leaves white, waxy spiral egg patterns on the undersides of leaves. The insect produces sticky honeydew and can lead to black sooty mold, commonly referred to as black lice. Common host plants include coconut, banana, and plantain, mango ornamental plants, and various fruit trees and shrubs. The department is encouraging residents to regularly inspect the tops and undersides of leaves, quarantine new plants before putting them into gardens, avoid over-fertilizing with nitrogen-rich products, and use yellow sticky traps to monitor activity. They also recommend encouraging beneficial insects such as ladybugs and lacewings, and importantly, avoiding the movement of infested plant material between properties. Treatment options listed by the department include insecticidal soaps, neem oil products, pytherian-based sprays, approved systemic treatments where appropriate, and strong water sprays for smaller infestations. For Radio Cayman News, I'm Elizabeth Charles.
And it's about to get a lot easier to pay your garbage fees.
This online payment portal marks a fundamental shift in how the DH service the public, moving us away from restrictive manual transaction and towards a modern, frictionless experience.
Department of Environmental Health Director Richard Sims says its brand new payment portal for garbage fees will go live on Monday, accessible directly at gov.ky/DEH. He says the new digital payment system provides 24/7 access, allowing business operators, property owners, and stratas to settle invoices from anywhere at any time. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Emily Thomas. President Trump says he's not happy with the way Israel has handled Lebanon. He told reporters at the G7 summit that Israel's Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, needed to be more responsible and that too many people have been killed. Iran's foreign minister has said that ending the war in Lebanon is the most important issue in the deal with the US. He said any Israeli attack on Lebanon or continued presence there would be a violation of the agreement. President Trump has also met Ukraine's Volodymyr Zelensky at the G7 summit as efforts continue to restart stalled peace negotiations. European leaders want Washington to not pressure Kyiv to accede to concessions demanded by Moscow. China's retail sales have fallen for the first time in over 3 years. The drop of 0.6% over the last year was largely caused by people buying fewer big-ticket items like cars. Analysts warn China is becoming too reliant on exports. The authorities in Poland have confirmed that a man shot dead in the city of Białe Podlaskie was a well-known Russian satirist. Two men from Belarus have now been arrested in connection with the killing. India has temporarily blocked the Telegram messaging app for fear it might be used for cheating in a national exam resit. Last month, the question paper for a nationwide medical exam was allegedly leaked in advance. Elon Musk's SpaceX company is to spend $60 billion buying the AI coding platform Cursor. It's the first major acquisition SpaceX has made since it put its own shares on public sale last week. And in tennis, Serena and Venus Williams will be returning to play doubles at this summer's Wimbledon Championships. The pair have won 6 doubles titles at Wimbledon, with the last one coming a decade ago. And that's the latest BBC News.